Exclusive to Jacaranda FM, it's The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.
We chat some more cricket news now. We organized this yesterday and we told you that we're going to be talking to someone from the Protea side. And we're happy to bring Nadine de Klerk with us. Nadine, how are you doing?
Hi guys, good, thanks, and you?
Well, I mean, I should qualify it and say World Cup T20 finalist Nadine de Klerk. I mean, that's how you must be introduced from now on, not just Nadine de Klerk, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it sounds good.
Yeah, well, congratulations, first of all, on an amazing tournament. You guys did well. I mean, it was a tough one at the beginning when you lost out in the first match against the Sri Lankans. But you know, you managed to bounce back. I'm sure the crowd had a lot to do with it as well.
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, when you start off quite slow, it's always difficult to play catch up. But I think we did brilliantly to come back that next game against New Zealand and to beat them the way we did was great. And obviously, we needed a bit of help from New Zealand to beat, I think, Sri Lanka at the end to get us through. But yeah, we played some really good cricket towards the back end of the tournament. And unfortunately, we couldn't beat the Aussies in the final. But I think it was really great to get there, you know, for starters, since we started off really slowly.
Yeah, it was an absolutely incredible tournament. And then to get all the way through to Sunday and a sold out Newlands and the whole crowd and the whole nation behind you. And now that you've had a day to sort of process, how are you feeling today?
We feel like champions, although we don't have the trophy in our shores. But it's been really special. I actually, you know, missed playing cricket already, and it's only been a day, but it was a really special tournament. And you know, we're so grateful for the crowd that showed up and to play in front of, I think it was about 13,000 people on Sunday at Newlands was really great. And it would have been even better if we won the trophy, but it's definitely memories that will last forever. And I think that's what you want playing a home World Cup. We couldn't ask for anything better, you know, to play in a final and in front of a sold out stadium.
Nadine, you said you're already missing playing cricket. What do you do now in your downtime? Please tell me what you're going to do now to relax for a couple of days at least.
Well, for now, it's just spending a bit of time with family. We don't get off, you know, a lot. So we have a couple of days off. So I'll just be spending a couple of days with my family. And then we get back to training. We have some provincial cricket at the end of March. So there's not really a lot of time to rest. But really looking forward to get going again.
All right, Nadine. But I mean, I'm just looking at some of your stats here. You are only 23 years old. You were born on the 16th of Jan, which is my mom's birthday. But in 2000, so you don't have the scars of what happened with Alan Donald and all those things of all
Please,
those years ago.
Joe, don't say Alan
Look,
Donald.
I'm just saying it's great to have someone who's already a World Cup finalist and who's just 23 years old moving forward, going into the other tournaments. You can take that experience into the other tournament with the other youngsters that are still going to be blooded into the team.
Yeah, definitely. I think even going into this World Cup, we had quite a young squad and I think quite an inexperienced squad as well. So it was really great to actually reach the finals with the squad we have. And I just think it shows where women's cricket in South Africa is going at the moment. I think there's actually more and more girls taking it up. So it gives you a few options. And even if you don't have your superstars available, you do have other players to choose from as well. So I know there's another World Cup next year in Bangladesh. And I hope we can do the same thing and hopefully win.
Yeah, listen, we just wanted to reach out and say congratulations to you and to the entire team. We're very, very proud of you. We can't wait to watch it all again.
Thank you so much.
It's an absolute pleasure. Nadine de Klerk from the Proteas.
Exclusive to Jacaranda FM. It's The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.